We are joined with Attorney Jeff O'Brien with our weekly three and out, three sports stories. We touch on other things too, but we'll stay away from the Twins and the Vikings. We need to go down to Mankato. Minnesota Mankato men's and women's basketball team win Division II national championships in basketball. UConn has done it maybe, right? But in terms of how often you see a team or a men's and women's team from the same school winning in the same sport, it doesn't happen too often. I had no idea they were juggernauts down there until we saw them win the titles.
Yeah, no, I had no idea as well. And the men's one was a particularly exciting finish. The winning shot went in at 0.8 of a second left. So, really cool story for Minnesota State Mankato, who's, you know, they've got a good athletic program all around. You know, the football program's good, the hockey program is good. But, the basketball, this was, you're right. You're probably right, but it might be maybe UConn might be the only other school that has ever done something like that. I have to go back and look and see. But it's certainly the only Minnesota school that's ever done this.
And for UConn, it could happen again this year. The potential is there for it to happen. Although UConn's got the tough road to hoe. You know what? Good for them. Not so good for the Gopher men's hockey team.
No, not really good for Minnesota hockey overall. You know, the Gophers were the only Minnesota program that was in the tournament to get to the Frozen Four, and they lost one game short. They lost to Boston, which is unfortunate, Bob, that there's no Minnesota teams because it's being played at the Excel Center.
It'll be barren there. There'll be tumbleweed going through.
Yeah, it's Michigan, Michigan Tech, Denver, and Boston are the Frozen Four teams. So the Gophers, you know, honestly, not surprised. They have a history of disappointing us. But it's a bummer that there's no Minnesota schools in the Frozen Four when it's here.
Well, usually the disappointment comes in the Frozen Four, not before it. And I can't remember the last time there was not a Minnesota team in the Frozen Four.
You probably have to go at least a decade or so, Bob. I'd have to look it up, but I mean, with all good schools we have here,
that really is a surprising one that not a one of them make it to the Frozen Four.
Yeah, it is,
and it wasn't like they lost in the overtime; they lost by 3 goals.
Yeah, they did. It was bad. It was bad.
So that's not a good thing. All right, now to lighten things up a bit. Peggy Flanagan's, what did she base it on? States that did abortions?
She went with schools. She favored schools that were located in states which provided the most access to abortion.
And this is, did she do a men's and women's bracket or just the men's bracket?
Yeah, both men's and women's. And she had some weird tiebreakers if she got up against two schools that were both to her liking, how she picked them. But so I've been tracking her brackets to see if this strategy worked at all, and it hasn't. So in the women's bracket, she's busted in 3 regions. The only team that she's got left for a final four,
UConn,
USC. No, she has USC going. She has USC beating UConn, which even though USC is seeded higher, I have a hard time believing that that they're going to get past UConn. I think all the basketball fans out there are cheering right now for Iowa and UConn because I think everybody wants to see a Caitlin Clark Paige Booker's face off in the tournament before Caitlin Clark goes on to the WNBA.
Yeah, it'd be great to see her and Beckers going against each other. Now, here's the problem is, and I was, you know, crowing about this earlier, the stupidity of the NCAA selection committee. It doesn't matter that South Carolina, you know, came in undefeated. Nobody knows players from there. Nobody cares about South Carolina. There's 3 teams that people, you know, have any passing interest in. Iowa because of Caitlin Clark, of course. LSU because of the defending national champions. And UConn because it's UConn. And now there's the Paige Beckers thing. Both LSU and UConn should have been on the other side of the bracket. So there was the chance of seeing one of them play against Iowa in the national championship game. Not that tonight Iowa has to play LSU in the Elite Eight game, and then UConn has to win, and they could meet in the national semifinals. That's just stupid.
You know, it's unfortunate seeding that they did it that way, so that the marquee matchup for a championship game is happening in the eight and the four. So
yeah, it's just terrible that they would do something like that. Yeah. But that's the brilliance of the NCAA selection committees. Yeah. Now, do you care what I'd like to see Caitlin Clark win the national championship, because she is, all indications are, she's a really good person. Then again, as I mentioned earlier, all indications are that Rashi Rice was a good guy. Maybe he still is. So we'll have to find out about that.
I wouldn't mind seeing her win it after how she lost last year with the LSU and they kind of taunted her and stuff. I wouldn't mind seeing her come back.
It'd be nice.
But yeah. Now, we should mention, speaking of brilliance, Bob, the lieutenant governor's men's bracket is about as good as her women's bracket right now. She's, again, busted in three regions. The only team she has left is UConn. Now, she picked them to go all the way. So if UConn runs the table, she can save face in the men's bracket. But
Which can happen.
I do think my prediction for the championship game is going to be UConn and Purdue. And so we'll see.
Well, I'll tell you what, there is no hotter team or more intriguing team than NC State. The run that team is on is incredible. They were left for dead going into the ACC tournament, and they wind up winning it, and they've just got – they're on fire. You know, they've knocked off some good teams in the tournament. So we'll have to take a step back and see how things progress with them. Did you do a – I don't do brackets anymore. It's been a few years.
My view, Bob, is I am opposing a moratorium on myself until my school has its postseason moratorium lifted. So,
oh, St. Thomas, until they can do it.
Then I might consider doing a bracket again, but I did not do a bracket this year, no.
Yeah, I've talked about this. I did a bracket the year after to try to prove how good I was, and I got knocked out real quick. But I won. Brad Johnson did a bracket where it was loaded with media people and people who were in the NFL. You know, guys who were coaches and former players. And I won the overall title, not just the media one. That was a tough bracket to win. But the next year, I got knocked out in like the second round. I think before we got to the. I had one of the upsets. I think it might even have before the Sweet 16. It might have been the second round where my team that was going to win got knocked out early, and I just got crushed in it. But it is – they're fun, or they can be fun. They're fun until your team gets knocked out. That's what it stops being. Like, poor Mike Bryant lost. He had Kentucky winning it all, and they got knocked out right away. So that was the end of his bracket. So
you just – oh, you just – it's such a crapshoot. When you're coming up with, you know, trying to pick these things, because you get us. I mean, who would have predicted Grand Canyon University would have won, you know, and knocked off St. Mary's? You just don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's why they play the games, to screw up people's brackets. So, all right.
Right.
Jeff is always greatly appreciated. Attorney Jeff O'Brien.